Cardiff.
Oh, we finally meet. Okay.
Hey, great. How are you doing?
Doing good. Okay, hey. So finally the phone tag's over.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, I didn't get anything when you were out of town, so I hope you don't think I'm dragging my feet. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
We submitted your file for approval. I'm getting some pushback, and I guess I didn't know this. I didn't realize it on your app. Did you guys recently just take out a loan?
A loan from where?
Like a cash advance or some type of loan. There's a UCC filing on your business.
Can you tell me where it's UCC filing? We did an owner financing.
No, this is like called like a merchant. No, this would be what's called an MCA, a merchant cash advance, which are generally either a daily or weekly payment. It's similar to a program that we have. We just have generally the best terms in the U.S., but it's something I think involving either your credit card sales or like a daily or weekly ACH fixed payment. It's a cash loan.
I never got a cash loan. The only thing that I've got was that the one that I told you about from a Ascending Capital for my POS financing for one of my stores. That's all.
So
and
there's nothing. Would there be anything around October 20th?
October 20th is when I got that financing done.
Oh, so that's for point of sale systems.
Yeah, for POS and equipment. And
okay.
I actually have a contract.
All right, so that is not a working capital. Can you do me a favor?
No.
Can you? There's a UCC filing, and I think they think it's for the same product. Can you do me a favor? Can you send me a copy of that contract?
Yeah, sure. It was dated what, October 20th?
I think that's when the filing is. That doesn't necessarily mean when your contract is, but I'm going to show them that it's not working capital.
Yeah,
it's not a.
That is. I think. I'll send that to you. Because I know it was in October. Was it October? October?
I think that's what they're saying. I'm going to call you back and get some details and see what's going on here.
The one that I got was in June. One was in June for equipment. And then I went back to the same lender, the finance company, and that was in August or September. October, I haven't done anything.
Can you do me a favor? I just want to show them. Can you also send me your October bank statements for all three accounts, please?
For all three?
Yeah.
I don't have them yet on me.
You don't get them yet. Yeah, if you can see if you can get them online, it'd be great.
Yeah, so I'll have them pull that out.
Just to kind of run you through step by step where we're at. So the programs we have for cash, they're heavily weighted on some of the things they look at is average daily balance, average ending balance, and any type of a lot of inquiry activities. They also look at NSS and overdrafts. There are some NSS and overdrafts, but we can get through them. My goal is to get you the most money possible and try to get you a decision by tomorrow morning. There's just a few issues to go through. But if you can send me that contract, as well as if you can see if you can download the statements from Bank of America online and shoot them to me, it'd be fantastic.
Okay. If they're available, I'll have that done because I know that they take it about a day or two to kind of November 3rd. So it takes some time for them to do that because I think that's why I didn't send it to you before because I would have because I probably couldn't open it or something.
Don't worry about it.
Other than that, I'll send you the contracts that I have with Ascendium so you can look at them. I think I did. Okay, so in October, I might have applied for something, but we never signed a contract or did anything. We just did an application.
Do you know who you applied with?
I believe it was my partner who did it. It was On Deck, I think, that they had done something.
Okay.
On Deck.
Okay. Well, they're actually a partner of ours. Did they offer you any type of loan or no?
They actually did, but we did not go with them. We did not sign anything with them.
Okay. Not to kind of poke, but they are. No worries. They are a partner. Do you know why those numbers or what they provide you specifically didn't work?
I think it was basically the terms of the loan or the terms of the financing. My partner basically and I, we just didn't agree on it.
Okay.
So
could you, we actually do a ton amount of business with OnDeck. They're a partner of ours. But one thing that I like to do is if someone's applied for a similar product, I don't like to dance around issues. I like to figure out, hey, what was this person offered? What didn't work? I just funded a customer who has gone through five of these loans, and then we kind of got down to the nitty-gritty. So what specifically did they offer you that you didn't like in terms of terms and conditions, and what were you looking for?
I believe, I believe it was the interest on
okay.
it. The rate on it was way too high. I don't remember honestly now. But it was something to do with the interest rate and the terms as far as how long or the duration of the agreement was. I believe that was also an issue.
Okay.
We wanted to bring a monthly payment of I think it was around $3,000. And this was for a different project, though. This had nothing to do with this project.
So this is for a different business.
Yeah, this is a different... Yeah, that was for a completely different thing that we were doing for. So,
okay. All right.
We have a couple of businesses, so it kind of gets confusing. You have to keep track of everything.
Okay.
But that was the only thing that
gotcha.
We had done in all of it.
Okay, so, if you could do me a favor,
the Centium,
and if you could pull the October statements, but also let me take the idea to kind of go over what these terms will look like, because there's a few different aspects, and what I'd also like you to do is this. I'm not sure if you got my email. The vendor relationships are very sensitive. There could be the chance that Bank of Cardiff gives you guys exactly what you need. You could also get our terms and say, hey, look, thanks, but no thanks. I'd appreciate it if you reach out to Andrew. I'll give him a call tomorrow and say, hey, look, right now, Ruben's not, delaying it. We're just putting on hold. So he doesn't think we're kind of rubbing you the wrong way. So let's take off. You did?
I already emailed him and I said, Ruben, I've been talking to Ruben and because Denton is kind of on hold right now. And that's exactly my words. Because it is kind of on hold right now. We're waiting for some more stuff to be done over there. So it can't open up. So we cannot put in equipment and stuff in there right now. So we're just waiting for some small little things to occur over there. So that's kind of on hold. And I told him that, I'm working with Ruben, but we're working on a different project and it has nothing to do with equipment. So it's all construction related. So don't worry.
Gotcha.
So I'm sure he's okay with it.
So let's kind of go over the avenues we are going to do. And I think let's kind of go over and give you some options so if we get the approval you need, it's going to be a slam dunk. There's going to be no surprises. So the interesting about your business is that we underwrite, there's a UCC place, so you can't have multiple of these loans at the same time. So we actually have to do, there's a few ways to kind of tackle it. And I think the things that you always want to take a look at are the amount of money, the term length, the interest rate, and the terms and conditions. So what are some options for you? So the challenges here are that you guys have a good business, credit's fine, but for all intents and purposes, this is a cash loan. It's considered higher risk than an equipment loan. And more importantly, there's some overdrafts in the bank account, and that's really what's being underwritten is the bank account, not the person. Now, there's two ways that I can really approach this, and I can offer you both because it's kind of like going to an insurance company and they're going to offer you a few policies and you're going to choose what works best for you. The insurance company is not going to push you in either direction. So the first thing is these loan terms generally range from 6 months to 2 years, depending on qualification. I think the goal for your business, especially for this loan amount, is something in the range of 12 to 18 months. Hopefully longer, but 12 to 18 months is a good idea. Now, there's two ways to kind of look at it when you look at the overdraft activity and kind of what your goals are. So the first thing is how much money. So if this is truly something where you want like the lowest possible rate, there are programs that are available for you, probably on say like an 18-month term, but the issue is going to be that you're going to be limited in the amount of funding. And by that I mean underwriters will say, hey, look, we'll give this person a below market rate, but we're not going to give them a lot of money because risk. We're going to give them 50, 75, maybe 100 grand. That's option one. The second option is I'm always a believer in find the solution, figure out what this person needs. And you guys are looking around 200, 220 in that range, correct?
Correct, yes.
Correct. So, I'll be able to give you more data once I get the bank statements, but what should you expect? Well, if you're looking for 200 to 220, I'm more than happy to kind of go above and beyond and try to get you guys the best possible terms, but there is a cost to these loans. The way these loans are done is either what's called a weekly or a daily payment. It's a fixed payment. Once in a while we'll do monthly, but generally it's weekly or daily, and it's fixed. But what is the cost of this loan? Well, it's all about payback. So if you borrow, let's quote you on, say, the 200 flat, or let's quote you on 225.
Mm-hmm.
over a 15-month term, I'm sorry, over a 12-month term for $225, you should expect to pay back on the low end. Give me a second. About $280.
Okay.
And on the high end, about $290, in that range. On an 18-month term, that's kind of something that we want to shoot for. The payback on $225 should be around, I'd say, $302 to $314. But since you've been offered this program before, I mean, one thing that I'm not like a surgeon that goes in and says, hey, look, let's have your bank statements get all clean. Let's reset this conversation in 3 months. Because most of the customers that I work with, they have a reason. They want to get something done now. But I don't want you to, like, I don't want to offer you terms and have a huge sticker shock. I do like to be transparent on how these loans work, what their cost is. But the good thing is I can now figure out what this UCC is on your file to figure out this issue. Because that's the whole confusion.
Now, another question, thing that I was talking about, on this particular one, with the overdrafts on there,
yeah.
This particular account, the one that had the most balance in it, like $41,000 or something like that, that account actually, there are overdraft transfers that are money taken from there and put into, like, there's some other companies that we've been, or businesses that we've been trying to, this kind of helps that, you know.
This feeds those companies.
Yeah. So what it does, it if there's like a shortage on that particular account, it basically, because it's set up that way in the bank. So what it'll do, it'll automatically start, you know, have an overdraft over, what's it called? I'm forgetting what it's called.
Overdraft protection.
There you go. Yeah, overdraft protection. There you go. So that's what basically, so they're just looking at the overdraft, not at the protection.
Because this program, basically the way to look at it is, just so you know, we've submitted your file to OnDeck because they're actually a partner of ours. We have a special relationship with them where we get discounted programs. They're looking at a few files, but it's a soft inquiry nonetheless, so it's not actually not a hard inquiry on the credit. But this program's kind of like a funnel. It's like looking at a funnel of water, in this case, cash flow. And it's seeing if the business can take this money and the current cash flow can support this obligation. That's why the overdrafts are, that's why when someone, if you have no overdrafts and $3,000 in the bank, you're going to get a huge offer. But my thought is maybe the October is a little cleaner and it can open up some windows and it can also solve the problem showing that you don't have one of these loans. Because I think the underwriter is thinking that you currently have one of these loans, which is completely false.
Yeah. Okay. And then another thing.
Sure.
Also, I had a question was.
Sure. Take your time.
I was trying to do two things at one time. If you were to pay directly to the vendor, let's say, and if we were to go that route, can we not go that route to where you just directly pay?
What do you mean pay the vendor? I don't understand.
Not pay the vendor, but like when we're doing the financing for the POS system, they directly pay the vendor. They don't ever give us. They don't figure out that kind of way. So, is there any other way of doing this instead of just having, because you had asked me in one of my emails if you wanted to do a cash out. So, and then I said, yes, that's the fastest way. What is another way of doing this? Is there any other way of doing it?
Do you mean to get cash?
Not to get cash, but to get, because we're just trying to pay the contractor so that he can do his work.
So the contractor, so it's a good question. So the you mean the contractor, the person who's doing the construction, right?
Correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's not an asset-based loan. So in this case, it's just cash. So we would give you the cash, and you're able to do whatever you want with it. On the working capital loans, we give you the cash, and you can use it as you see fit.
So is there any other way of doing it, too? Or is this the only way through this? Because just asking. I just wanted to know.
You mean like to get a construction loan?
Yes. So like you would pay directly to the construction company or
the only way is if the construction is considered a resellable asset. So for example, let's say your contractor is actually, I mean, we just financed a Korean restaurant. their contractor is actually the one that's selling and installing all the Korean grills. Well, that's really an equipment loan, and the contractor is doing both. If the contractor is just doing construction, then the answer would be no, because it's not considered an asset. It's considered a tenant improvement.
Okay.
I think this avenue, honestly, is the best for what you're trying to accomplish. Just out of curiosity, did OnDeck offer you guys a lot of money previously, or was it like 50 or 100 grand?
I think it was 150, and that was for what I wanted was, I don't even remember. I need to kind of go back and look at it. I think it was 150, because we weren't going, or 150 to 200,000. It was around the same, I believe.
Was it under this gentleman's name as well, or was it under someone else's name?
Under, say, Kelly's name.
Okay. Well, I think what I need to do is kind of clarify that you currently don't have one of these loans. I think on the application it says you do, and it's just probably a mistype. So I need to get that figured out. And then if you could send me the Ascentium contract, I'm going to go prove that. And I think the most important thing is if I can see the October statements, I can show that in the bank activity, there are no current drafts. So this low, you know, it's miscommunication more than anything. By the way, you're cutting in and out. So if I lose you, I'll call you back.
Okay. All right. So what I'll do is I'll quickly send that the OnDeck one.
You know what? Can I call you back? I can hear like every third word. Is that okay? Humaira? Humaira, yes. If you can hear me, I'm going to call you right back. Cool. Perfect. Thanks.